Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Houston Astros and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting second. The shortstop, Sonny Jackson. Batting third. The second baseman, Felix Mantilla. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Dave Nicholson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Chuck Harrison. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Dierker. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Larry Dierker. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Chuck Hiller. Batting second. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting third. The center fielder, Al Luplow. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Larry Elliott. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Stevenson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Arrigo. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jerry Arrigo. And now, play ball. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson bunts towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Wynn moves to second. One out. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wynn. The throw from Stevenson and he is safe. Wynn steals third. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla hits a line drive towards short. McMillan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Stevenson for a passed ball. Wynn scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Astros. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller hits a line drive into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a line drive into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow hits a pop-up towards third. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub strikes out. Two outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman takes first base on ball four. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott strikes out. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dierker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrison scoops it up and throws to first, with Dierker covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Larry Dierker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dierker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dierker for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-0 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wynn moves to third. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jackson. The throw from Stevenson and he is safe. Jackson steals second. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0-for-1 in the game. Mantilla hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nicholson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson strikes out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a fly ball into left field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Arrigo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arrigo takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0-for-1 in the game. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mantilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrison takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. Staub bunts between the mound and first base. Arrigo scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Staub for the out. Harrison moves to second. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bateman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harrison scores. It's 2-0, Astros. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bateman moves to second. Larry Dierker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dierker is 0-for-1 in the game. Dierker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields it and throws to second for the out. Bateman moves to third. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Wynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0 for 1 in the game. Luplow hits a line drive into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 1 in the game. Elliott takes first base on ball 4. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Ron Swoboden now playing left field. Chuck Hiller now playing second base. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0 for 2 in the game. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 2 in the game. Nicholson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hiller reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool hits a pop-up towards third. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevenson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harrison settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Arrigo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arrigo is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Arrigo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Staub. Arrigo reaches second base with a double. McMillan goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1 Astros. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0 for 2 in the game. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Harrison hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Stevenson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bateman hits a fly ball into left field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mantilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Luplau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplau is 0 for 2 in the game. Luplau hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrison scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Luplau for the out. Two outs. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Elliott hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bateman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. Larry Dierker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dierker is 0 for 2 in the game. Dierker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Elliott. Dierker reaches second base with a double. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan misplays the ball. That's an error on McMillan. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jackson bunts towards first. Cranepool juggles the ball. That's an error on Cranepool. Dierker moves to third. Wynn moves to second. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0 for 3 in the game. Mantilla hits a fly ball into left field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 3 in the game. Nicholson strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Harrison hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Boyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Murphy pinch runs for Ken Boyer. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 2 in the game. Cranepool bunts towards third. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevenson hits a pop-up towards third. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McMillan takes first base on ball 4. Murphy moves to second. Jerry Arrigo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arrigo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Arrigo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wynn. Arrigo reaches second base with a double. Murphy scores. McMillan goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Mets. Don Arlick now pitching. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Arrigo moves to third. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0 for 3 in the game. Hiller takes first base on ball 4. Jim Owens now pitching. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Bateman for a passed ball. Hiller moves to second. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0 for 1 in the game. Swoboda strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Billy Murphy now playing center field. Al Luplow now playing right field. Jerry Grote now catching. Eddie Bresud now playing third base. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Dennis Ribbent now pitching. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bresud fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros 2. The Mets will come to bat. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0-for-3 in the game. Luplow hits a pop-up towards third. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Bresud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresud takes first base on ball 4. Billy Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson misplays the ball. That's an error on Jackson. Bresud moves to third. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-3 in the game. Cranepool hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bresud scores. Murphy moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Mets. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harrison settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Lee May pinch hits for Jim Owens. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Wynn strikes out. Two outs. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops it up and throws to first, with Ribbent covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 4, and Houston Astros, 2. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.